From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, we've got global hip-hop with author Jeff Chang and a woman from Milwaukee who had what she called a moment of temporary insanity. And she started her own bank to serve women and people of color. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Washington, D.C., but this is not a political story. The new chancellor for D.C.'s public school system is on her way in, and she's the youngest D.C. has ever had. Michelle Rhee is just 37 years old, and she was tapped last week by D.C. Mayor Adrian Fenty, who's not so old himself. Rhee got her start working in the Baltimore Public Schools. She was there as part of Teach for America. That's a group that trains young teachers and places them in troubled city schools. All eyes will be on Rhee as she tries to turn D.C.'s struggling system around. And our next headline takes us to South Africa. Teachers, nurses, and other civil servants have walked off the job. They want a 10% pay increase. Now, power workers are threatening to do the same. So far, the strike has shut down schools and hospitals across the country. It's also cost the economy billions in South African rand. Public service unions accused President Thabo Mbeki's African National Congress government of being too cozy with business interests. The ANC is currently offering public servants a 7.5% pay raise, but no more. The government argues that a 10% pay raise could cause more trouble for the South African economy than the strike already has.